America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday call for revival. Now, we start a new study today, and I believe this will stir your heart. We may be in this for several days, but I think it'll help you. I think it'll help me. Our Heavenly Father, as we look toward our study today, will you use us for your glory in Jesus' name? Amen. I am going to begin today talking to you about how to lead somebody to the Lord. How to lead somebody to the Lord. Now, I want to begin by reading Proverbs chapter number 11. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30. The Bible says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Now, I learned very early on in my Christian life that we are to invite people to the house of God, but not only invite them to the house of God, but we are to invite people to Jesus Christ. Now, it's very important, amen, how you present the gospel. I believe people need to get under the preaching of the Word of God. I really believe that. I believe in order to be saved, I believe you need to hear some preaching somewhere along the way. I believe that. Now, somebody said, "Well, every soul winner is a preacher." Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. But I know we can carry the gospel to people. I understand that. And I know that we can, sometimes we can make a clear presentation to them about how to be saved. And I believe this, the Bible said the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. I believe that in a sense, I believe you do become a preacher when you begin to give somebody the Word of God and tell them how to be saved, you see. And so the Bible says here that the fruit of the righteous, our fruit is a tree of life. Now, what does that mean? That means when you win somebody to the Lord, and you bring them to church on Sunday, and you introduce them to the congregation, and you say, "This is Sam. I won him to the Lord last week." There is nothing that will excite your church any more than winning somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that will excite your congregation any more than somebody really getting saved by the grace of God. And so soul winning is in the Bible. Now, whether you use the term or not, it's up to you. But the Bible said, "He that winneth souls is wise." And so I would say to you, what does that make us if we don't win souls? Amen. We are to go after the soul. Now, it is not our job to win everybody. We're not going to win everybody. But it is our job to witness to everybody. And I believe, and I'm going to give you several things within this study. And I believe that I believe that you must wait upon the Lord in areas and let God work. But let me say this to you. I also believe that you need to be ready when the time comes to witness to somebody, that you might have the right words to say and the boldness from God to witness. And in this, I hope I can get in this. I hope the Lord will let me show you something. I'd like to show you where I've been a failure all these years in trying to win somebody to the Lord, because there's one element of it I didn't have all the time. And let me just say this about the Bible. You must do it the Bible way, or it will not work. You've got to do it God's way, or it won't work. If you leave part of it out, it won't work. Amen. It's just like your engine. If you leave a part out of your engine, it won't run, right? But this is a very serious thing, and I hope you'll listen day after day to these messages on how to win somebody to the Lord. All right, God bless you and continue to listen.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.